Why, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a midweek Wednesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News,
where we trap the news stories before they trap us.
Nothing will ever be the same again.
We're going to have to show to the Hanksters on our Hank Facebook Live streaming right now the mousetrap that was just recently discovered.
And the letter to the manager.
There it is.
Excuse me. Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, the United States Army is making a notable change to its enlistment policies. New policy update expands eligibility to the U.S. Army in a revised regulation, raising the enlistment age range to 42.
Oh.
Now, yes, as announced, the maximum age to enlist will increase to 42, effective next month, April 20th. Previously, the cap was 18 or 17 with parental consent to 35. So now they're bumping it up to the age of 42.
Maybe we'll apply. And
this moves it into in line with other military branches, the Air Force, Coast Guard, Space Force actually already allow enlistment up to the age of 42, while the Navy caps it at 41. Marine Corps has a maximum age of 28. But, yeah, so 42. There you go. Mm-hmm. Enlist. Looks like the war's going great. Yeah. Doing fantastic. Doing
great. You know, all is fair in love and war. Keith Urban knows this better than anyone. Rumors are swirling after his divorce from Nicole Kidman. So what now? Well, perhaps he's going to be breaking it down with a tell-all interview. Insiders claim these crazy stories feel unfair because he's being made the villain and has always taken the high road. But he still wants to set the record straight. At this point, he's got nothing to lose because Nicole is being so dang cold. Mm. Her show is also messing up all the traffic in downtown Fort Worth. So let it loose, Keith.
There you go.
Let it loose.
Have you seen what Keith Urban's been doing, his latest gig?
Oh,
He went on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
He performed, which is not normally something that, like current touring stars will do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of when you're at the tail end and you just kind of want to intermingle some, get some money going.
Yeah, but I think he just loves performing. I think he just loves his fans. And, I mean, he's a divorced dad. Don't they go on cruises?
You do weird things after a divorce.
Yeah.
So, that could happen. Also, he's working on a brand new album. And Keith Urban is going to be coming out. He's going to have one original song on it. But the rest, yacht rock.
Oh.
Yeah. So, maybe they're hand in hand right there. If you want to get some inspiration, just go out there and... to buy this album.
I mean, it's better than a back tattoo. Just ask Ben Affleck.
This
I'm here for
true.
You, Keith.
Also, tours announced yesterday, Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival. It'll be kicking off July 3rd out there in Irving. And also, he announced he's going to do the Willie Picnic again. Turnpike Troubadours extended their big tour and will also partner up once again with Cross Canadian for more of those Boys from Oklahoma co-headlining shows. Stillwater will get another one. Also up there in Lincoln. And Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters.
Oh!
Yeah, are headed to Billy Bob's Friday, July 17th. So tickets go on sale this Friday morning. BillyBob'sTexas.com for Billy Bob and the Boxmasters.
That sounds fun.
I would like
to
be there.
I love some Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen them, but I'm also just scared of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he can also protect us.
Think he'll be throwing out some yacht rock? I don't know about that.
He's no Michael McDonald, JB.
Thankfully.
So American Idol back in action with Lionel Carey and Luke Bryan all at the judges' table. So how do they prepare for a long day handing out those golden tickets to Hollywood? Well, Lionel, he enjoys a shot of extra virgin olive oil on a spoon. It's a little Rubik's Cube action and some nice stretches. Hmm. Carrie Underwood, she's in her grandma phase, she says. She likes to crochet backstage. And Luke Bryan, keeping it real. He hits up the appetizer table, particularly those carrots and has no shame in dipping for the ranch.
Ranch and carrots, little ranch and carrot tray.
Okay.
So if y'all eat that, don't eat it, because I've already double dipped.
The ranch and a little bell pepper?
Disgusting. That's disgusting.
I've seen you do it.
Bite dip.
Disgusting.
There you go, Carrie.
Someone just needs to put a mousetrap back there, and then we'll all be even more paranoid.
Mm-hmm. I think we could have helped. Well, the Rangers will kick off, and most of, all right, Studio Mouse.
It's got
the Texas
to say.
Rangers. Tomorrow is opening day proper for Major League Baseball. We'll dive a little more into that later for the Texas Rangers. But they're actually doing an opening night game tonight to kick things off. The New York Yankees will visit the San Francisco Giants, and this game will exclusively be on Netflix tonight. So that's a 7:05 first pitch, officially the first game of the 2026 Major League Baseball season. And I'm not sure how this is going to work, but throwing out the first pitch tonight, because the game's on Netflix, so you're going to have a promotional tie-in.
Obviously.
That would be for the show Wednesday, which of course is the Addams Family themed show. And Thing from Wednesday will throw out the first pitch tonight from the mound for the Yankees-Giants game to open up the Major League Baseball season. Thing, just a hand. One. I don't know how they're going to do this. But it does show you exactly kind of what could happen if your hand gets a little too close to a mousetrap.
Yeah.
So be careful over there, Heather Lee.
Yeah. And be careful of the feedback.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a mouse that never goes away.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Montana, the show turning 20 years old. And lots of revealing details coming out after the reunion. Miley Cyrus saying that fellow Disney star Dylan Sprouse was her boyfriend back in the day and had a long list of suitors. They actually picked the Jonas Brothers to open up on the Hannah Montana tour because she was dating Nick at the time. These days, Miley is proud to be sober. She reunited with Billy Ray. Everybody's in love, and Starbucks even adding a special drink to their menu to celebrate. It's called Hannah's Secret Pop Star Refresher, with lots of raspberry flavor and whipped cream. And now fans are furious because Miley actually hates raspberries.
Well, who didn't know that? I wonder if our neighbors over at Starbucks know about
our
pest problem, evidently, over here. Mark Wayne Mullen confirmed as the new director of Homeland Security yesterday after a bit of a contentious Senate confirmation. Senate was divided on it, but he got the votes. They were divided, unlike Mark Wayne Mullen's first name. And an internet mathematician claims that by the year 2081, a deluxe McDonald's burger could cost more than a MacBook.
What?
Of course, if you eat McDonald's deluxe burgers regularly, you're probably not making it to 2081 anyway. So it's fine.
Hank FM.